Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We have a very special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have a voice, a blast from the past on Vectis Radio. It's Jonathan Skeet. Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Yeah, hello, Kelvin. Hello, hello.
We're just saying it's probably a couple of years since you've been on the radio for us.
I think it has, yeah. It seems longer, actually, if I'm honest with you. So much as it's been a weird couple of years. So anything that happened before the last couple of years seems like 5 or 6 years ago to me.
We have this division line, don't we? Before COVID.
BC. Yeah, BC, yeah.
And things were different before COVID, they're different now. We shall see. You've come to have a few words with us about the more spiritual side of this part, this time of the year, haven't you?
Well, I'll have a go, I'll see what happens.
Go for it.
Right, well, I'm going to dazzle you all now with an incredibly perceptive observation about life. So are you ready for this? Are you prepared to be amazed
I'm ready.
I'm braced.
We're poised.
My incredible philosophical insight. Okay. Here we go. So in life, things sometimes go right and they sometimes go wrong.
Wow.
Whey. Well, I'll spare you the rude response involving Sherlock, but I expect you're thinking, wow, Jonathan, what an amazing insight. I never would have noticed that. In life, things sometimes go right and they sometimes go wrong. What a genius. Well, I don't know if it's something that's good to admit to or not, but I've read a lot of fiction by Stephen King over the years. Stephen King says of himself that he's not what you would call a Christian particularly, and not especially religious either. But in one of his books, he made the observation that there seem to be, roughly speaking, two forces at work in life and in this world. There seems to be a kind of a dark force always pulling things into gloom, pain, separation and chaos, and another force pulling things back to where they should be and better.
Ooh.
And even more interestingly, he said that in his estimation, they're not equal forces, but the force for good seems to have the final word more often, even though lots of terrible things happen to many people in various ways around the world. From my own experience, I'd say, yep, that's an accurate observation and one that I'd agree with. However, I'd also say that we have autonomy and freedom of choice and decision-making in this life, and so we're not just subject to mysterious forces like the wind or the sun about which we can do nothing apart from respond passively. To each one of us is given, in varying degrees, the ability to make a positive effect on our immediate surroundings or a negative one. And we don't need permission from any mysterious forces to do it, even if there are such things. Well, I'm going to read a letter to you now. Now, this letter was written quite a long time ago, and it's addressed to the Bereavement Drop-In Centre, otherwise known as the Bread, Cakes and Pastries Department of the local supermarket, which I won't mention by name, obviously for commercial reasons, but also in case the rumour spreads that they really do have a Bereavement Drop-In Centre. I was shown this letter recently when preparing a funeral service with a family. And the deceased lady was one of the bread, cakes and pastries ladies, thanked in the letter. The letter describes the struggle this lady was going through, having recently lost her husband, how she found going out shopping an ordeal, but how the other ladies at the supermarket had noticed this and responded. So on the one hand, you could say the bereaved woman was feeling the pull towards isolation, not wanting to get out and about, especially with all the Christmas lights and music. But the gentle and loving response from the supermarket ladies was caringly and kindly bringing her back into healing contact. I'll read the letter now. I've typed it out, but I've got the original at home. So, our dear bread, cakes and pastries ladies, I felt I just had to write a few lines to you to let you know how much it has been a pleasure to see you and exchange a few words each Thursday. You cannot possibly know how much you have helped me over the past few weeks, and especially now during this time of Christmas, since I lost my dear husband. Shopping had become, as you realised, something of an ordeal, but to know I would always receive a few words of comfort and caring when I came to your counter was wonderful. Thank you for caring. God bless you. Have a happy Christmas. So there it is, a voice from the past emphasising that this is a big deal and hugely important. There's more at stake than just being nice to each other in a sentimental kind of a way. Her whole emotional landscape was helped for the better, and she really valued that gentle touch freely and caringly given. Well, we're in the Christmas season now, obviously, another obvious fact number two. We're destined to hear the actually rather strange and quirky Christmas story being told, whether it's through a school nativity play, watching the lessons and carols on TV, maybe actually going to church or hearing Christmas carols being piped around the shops. And in the Christmas story, there's a lot of these two elements: things seeming to go wrong and things being brought back to where they should be. I don't know what you think about the Christmas story, a bunch of made-up stuff, an inspiring myth containing elements of truth, or really true in a physical and literal sense. Wherever you are on that scale, it would be great, maybe this year, to read the Christmas story in the Bible, in Luke chapter 2. You can easily find it on a phone, tablet, computer, or so on. Luke chapter 2, and read it through with this in mind. What are the elements in the story that talk about the bad stuff? For example, a huge, grinding and uncaring bureaucracy forcing a young mother in an advanced stage of pregnancy to go on a difficult journey, but also simple and kind hospitality being given and rejoicing over the birth of a baby boy. To conclude, at the very end of the Bible, this idea that Stephen King has that the good stuff wins and the bad stuff loses is borne out. So here's a brief vision from the very last pages of the Bible to finish with. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. God bless you all. Have a happy Christmas.
That was lovely. Thank you, John.
That was really, really good. Really good. Thank you for that. Nice to have a little bit of balance of all the commercial pressures, but with a nod to those as well.
Yeah, well, nice to see you again. Thanks for inviting me.
And you have a good Christmas with you and your family too.
Yeah, thank you.